Seance E7.
Dressed as Dacia, a native of ancient Pompeii, the sitter attended a fancy dress party. The following recording was made a few days later.
This seance was recorded on the 2nd of February, 1963, Edenus, a flat.
Communicators Mickey and Rudolph Valentino.
And what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Waiting for you, dear.
Oh, are you? I suppose this is your sort of do, is it?
Yes.
Can't run around quick, I don't
know.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right.
You look smashing the other night.
I didn't. I felt smashing.
You look real posh.
Yes, I know. Suited me, I think, didn't it?
Oh, yes, the colours and everything. Very well stepping back in time, that was, girl.
Yes, I know. Well, they're very comfortable, those outfits.
You'll have to go about like it then, will you?
Well, Indians are going to the street with their saris on, so I suppose they'll be down to the place.
Edge is not so important. It is what you are, what you have become, and through all of these vicissitudes and difficulties of life, I think you have done remarkably well. I think you have achieved more than you know, and you are well on the way now to discovering much more, which will benefit you and benefit, I feel sure, others who are prepared to listen. Because the links that we share together are very strong, and they go over many, many years of time. Not only the incarnation with Vaidasya, but other incarnations in which we have been linked and shared. There has always been a close tie between us, not only you and I, but others. Leslie and others too are all involved in this. Many people, of course, that you do not know, and many people that you have no opportunity of meeting. Certainly not while you are still on Earth, but you will learn to know of them gradually and meet them again. And the ties that have been forged over centuries of time will have become strengthened. When you come here, there will be no returning. At least I do not think there will be any returning for you to Earth. I think your earthly journeys will be finished. We are a big group, a vast group, of which there are many hundreds and hundreds of people involved.
You have to learn about that.
You know, people do not realize that it is those who serve who achieve the most. There are those who have given greatly of themselves, and in consequence, because they have given so much, they may not have received very much materially, but they receive a tremendous amount spiritually. That is why I am convinced that when you come here, you will find that happiness which you seek, and it will be in a harmonious atmosphere with people that you have known and loved, some whom you do not, while yet in the body, that is, remember, but you will renew your friendship and your links with them. As I've told you, we are a tremendous band of people who have gone through so much together in so many different ways, in so many different lives. We have been many people, but it is the being of many people that has brought about the evolution of the true self for one existence. It is not possible to assimilate everything and to experience everything. It is necessary to return again and again, and often indeed to do special work that is important for others at a certain time. And in this giving of self, we find our true selves. We evolve accordingly. I realize that my last incarnation, in which to some extent I did not know what one might call happiness, but in giving, without perhaps even realizing it myself fully so much, it brought me a greater understanding and a greater opportunity to learn. I have no regrets now about my previous existence. There were things at the time when on Earth I would have liked to have done, but I realized I was only permitted and only allowed to do so much, and that which I had to do was done, and it brought comfort and insight perhaps to many people. I think many people became seriously interested in these things, these truths, strangely enough, because of me, and that was my work. It was not just the work in the movies with Vince, but it was reaching people. That I think is the important thing to remember with all of us. How are we reaching other people, and are we registering upon them that which comes from within? If people used to say that I was able to, in some strange way, to reach people, they could feel something of my, not only of my personality, but something of my soul. And that is what we have to do. We have to reach out and be able to make people aware of our inner selves, our real selves, our soul, make them sort of be conscious of the fact that there are other things than what there appear to be on the surface, the things which are lasting. That is why, I suppose, in a way, it is not just that people remember me for my films, but they remember something more, something that they can't perhaps fully understand or analyze. It is this spiritual aspect. I'm not suggesting that I was particularly a spiritual person, but there was a spiritual quality of which I hardly was aware myself. My own interest in this subject, it was something which became very absorbing to me, but I was a little afraid of it because probably I did not fully understand it. But then who ever fully understands this? But the point is that I was able, through my knowledge of this subject, to utilize it without fully realizing that I was doing so in my work. And there were many who received not just pleasant, happy hours by watching my films, but they were able to feel that I was something more than just a film star, that I was reaching out to them, that they could touch me and I could touch them. There was a personal link that possibly even now people do not understand. I feel that I was able to open the door for many people towards this realization of true self, the feeling that they were part of me and I am part of them is so important. It is the spirit that matters, and the feeling that we are one, which we are, because we are very much tied and linked with untold numbers of people, though we may not always realize it when on earth. It is true. We cannot escape from ourselves. We cannot escape from our oneness with others. Not that one would necessarily want to do so, but there are people who do not realize the tremendous possibilities of the power within themselves. It's very difficult to explain this, you know.
Yes, I know. I think a lot of people don't think about anything, you know. They're so things on the surface so much that they don't.
Many people don't understand because they are so immersed in material things. It is all very understandable. I mean, as I say, that untold numbers of people felt that I meant something important to them in their lives. Some people on your side would say it was a form of escapism. All sorts of words are used and explanations are given, but the fundamental explanation is that they were unconsciously, perhaps, but in a strange way, they were becoming linked with me in a personal sense. But underlying that was something which is fundamental, that it transcends all material things. It is as if there is a blending of spirit, there is a blending of consciousness, of the permanency and the reality of the soul. I find this difficult to explain, but there are so many people who say, not only in regard to myself, but they say it in regard to other people, that they love this person, but so the vast majority of people confuse the meaning of love, the reality of love. The true meaning of love is the power of the spirit which transcends all material complications and difficulty, which transcends all the physical conceptions of love. It is something that in its essence is pure, which is purely of the spirit. It is the merging and blending of the souls of people, the permanent aspect of self. You see, the spirit, if I can use an odd expression, is in a sense fluidic. It is not something that is solid. It is something that is ever flowing. It is always there. It is something that is always merging. It is like small rivers that run into a vast sea. It is something which is contained for a brief time when on Earth in physical bodies which we call people, but it, in some it is stifled, in others it is expressed and it oozes out and it becomes overwhelming. It is this something, this tremendous something, this giving out, this expressing of, that is the important aspect. And I think that that is where myself and untold numbers of people became affected. It is that they were conscious of something far more than the personality, something far more than the actor, something far more than the films. It was this feeling of oneness, this sort of blending that was so important, so vital. It is so difficult to explain, but when people claim to have a personal link with someone, whether it is with me or someone else, I think one should try to find what this personal thing is. So many people refer to the personal purely on a physical basis, but the true personal thing, something which is so individual and yet at the same time so part of the rest of humanity, is something which in itself is not confined in any one individual or in any one way. It is something which is so tremendous in itself that it's complete and absolute harmony and blending of souls. And those who felt so intensely towards me, unconsciously possibly, but nevertheless, they were reaching out to such an extent that they were blending, they were becoming, in a sense, part of, not me as an individual, but they were becoming part of the essence, they were becoming part of the complete. If one must try to remember that although we are individuals, and while on Earth particularly we have form and shape, and of course we do over here also have form and shape, otherwise we could not be recognized, but what is important is this tremendous force of love, which is the essence and the foundation of life, holds us together. We are an enormous community of individuals who become one in spirit, and we are important one to the other, we are part of each other. It is like so many small units making one complete whole, and it is in that oneness that we have our strength. That is why all those who are linked with me are important, why we are all part of each other, why we all have some work to do. Because while we are working and expressing, we are solidifying, we are, as it were, making possible not only our own evolution and development, but the evolution and development of others. We are cementing the links that bind us. We are forging a chain which in itself is so strong that it encircles the whole world. You must never fear, never doubt that the love that is shared between us is something so tremendous, so strong, so powerful, that words cannot typically describe it. I do not want anyone ever to feel possessive. Possessiveness is an evil. Possessiveness is a bad thing. And there is no one that has any right to consider that they possess another. There's no such thing as possessing. You cannot possess. In that sense, individuals seem to claim priority, and that worries me, particularly when they refer to me, because no one has any priority. If in some incarnation I may have been particularly close to a particular person, that was necessary, that was important for that particular time, for each of us, for all of us perhaps, indirectly, but only when people are completely freed of possessiveness, only when they have completely understood that incompletely giving of themselves, that they find release from all material things that hold them back in progress. Those who have a possessive aspect of nature or Adam whether it is in regard to me or someone else, they have not really advanced, because they are still on the physical plane in their outlook. They are not truly on the spiritual one. True love, true development of the soul, and the development of the spirit is only found, indeed you only begin to tread the path of true progression when you forget self, or that anyone is in any way bound to you. There are ties of love, but we must remember this is only in the highest form, in the greatest possible way of unfoldment, that we can hope to find our true selves and express our true selves and truly serve and truly become complete in consequence. Those who still consider that they are tied or linked particularly in a particular way to the person, they are wrong. They must give up that idea. What did you say?
It's very interesting.
I wish it were possible to find a way of explaining these things.
Well, I think you explain them very well.
We are all parts of each other. And we cannot escape from that. And there is no reason why we should desire to escape from it. These people who persist in considering that they are more important, or that they have a greater right to another person, are mistaken. They have not yet grasped the true meaning of spiritual love and spiritual progression. One would not like, of course, to feel that one is not important to another. That is important that one should remember that. We are all important one to the other. But no one should feel that because perhaps in previous incarnation, or perhaps for some special reason, that they are more important to that other person, or that other person is more important to them. We must respect each other, we must have regard for each other, we may have affection and deep love for each other, but we must remember that that which we are respecting, that which we are regarding, that which we are loving, is still only one minute aspect of the complete person. We do not yet know that person. We may have had some revelation in regard to that person. We have seen some aspect of that person's personality and character. We have seen some aspect of that person's true self, or spiritual self, or revelation of their soul. But when we have really progressed, when we really have made progress in the true sense, when we have evolved, when we have grown, you might say, up, we realize that each one of us are part of the other. Each one of us are like grains of sand in the desert that make up the complete. We are all vital. You cannot do without the other. One person cannot aspire, one person cannot progress without the aid and the help of untold numbers of people. All these lives of ours are so important because we have meant much to each other, and in consequence we have evolved by each other and have become because of each other. We must love each other, but at the same time we must never be possessive. We must give freely of ourselves and accept freely and gratefully from others. Never feel that we are in any way indebted one to another, for where there is true love, we give and we receive equally, for we are giving of ourselves and receiving from others all that they can give. We are gradually perfecting ourselves through trials and tribulations and difficulties and complexities, and above all, love has been the guiding light that has shown the path and made possible the way. But when we forget ourselves or our selfish earthly motives, when we consider ourselves, perhaps you might almost say, unimportant, although in a sense we know we cannot be unimportant in God's scheme, but when we realize that we are only partakers of that which is provided for us for a time, obey that provision without that in an evolving consequence, and when we can give ourselves completely and absolutely in love and in service, we find that happiness, which it seems that is so elusive on earth. True happiness comes only when we have forgotten ourselves and our material motives or our material desires. These things are human. I do not belittle them. I do not want anyone to feel or to think that I do not understand or that I am out of sympathy with the complications and difficulties of an earthly existence. I realize the importance of happiness. But happiness, no matter how it may come to you, no matter how long it may stay with you, in a sense, from a material point of view, is but transitory, it must pass. What is important is spiritual awareness, spiritual consciousness, spiritual happiness in the realization of having achieved through love and through sacrifice. These are the things that are important. To give, to receive equally, but to love in all manner of ways, in all things, and to know that only by love in service can we hope to achieve that which we are seeking. And that peace that we desire. I want you and all who try to understand, to realize these things, and to know that not one second of our time, at any period of history or any period of time itself, has ever been wasted. We have learned from all things, good and bad, and out of much that has been bad has come good in consequence. One should not be afraid of the bad. One should face it and accept it and learn from it. But above all, one should strive in all things to love and to give in love and in service to all who ask and those who do not ask, and to know that in that way do we find that elusive happiness, that elusive peace that comes through perfect joy and understanding of the things that are eternal. These are the things that are important. All the other things, they are important in themselves, but they are only means towards the ultimate goal that is set, whereby we can all share and find in consequence the peace and the love of the Spirit. Don't worry about anything too much. At the same time, strive always to do what you can, and know that from that you will gain experience and learn, and that at all times, not only my love, the love of untold numbers of people is with you, is given to you freely, and that from that love you can draw great comfort and great help that can overcome all your problems, all your difficulties. There is no end to what can be achieved when we realize the power of love and what it can do. I must go. My love to you. My love to all my friends.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.